morning. You know, I'm going to tell you some, maybe, you know, it's a little radical. Some things that I do, that God tells me to do, even to my own mind. And I do them, and they work. And that's really all that matters, right? But if I was going to title the sermon this morning, it would be Supernatural on Our Natural. Hallelujah. And as I minister, I asked Richard, he's got him a big excursion, Ford, whatever it is. And, you know, they're coming over here in a little compact Toyota, Saturn, I think, whatever it is. And, you know, they just need something a little bigger. He bought one. He bought about a $4,000 or $5,000 car for $200. And put a thermostat in it. Been driving it to church and back and all of that, you know. And I thought, I was thinking about that. And I asked Richard, I said, what'd you get for that? And all of that, you know. And they driving that big, white, pretty thing, you know. And everything. And he told me and what they had in it. I told him, I said, that's the Lord. I mean, that's the Lord blessing. I mean, he brought that in. Are you making payments? Not even making payments on. Wow, what a miracle. What a miracle. And y'all that are making payments, we all been there. I've been there. It was hard for me to teach people not to be in debt, and I was so far up I couldn't, but I wouldn't change God's word. I would not preach it because I wasn't living it. Right? You don't not preach it or think it because you feel like you can't live it. You believe it, say it, preach it because you believe it's livable. Because you're not depending on the natural. You're depending on the supernatural on the natural. Hallelujah. I want you to put that up there about that Ezekiel. I want to read you a verse in Ezekiel. For I will take you from among the heathen. He did me. He did you, didn't he? And gather you out of the countries and will bring you to your own land. That's where you're living. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give to you and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. He didn't say that you like Teresa, she brought it out very good about the dictates in the flesh and how to yield to the spirit, this new man, this new spirit, that he, and it'll help you walk the word. That's what he was saying. Y'all can't keep my statutes and my covenants, he's telling them. He said, but I'm going to put a new heart in you. I'm going to put a new spirit in you. He said, and it will help you. It'll help you walk out my will. It'll help you walk out the things that I have for you. He said, and you shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all of your uncleanness. I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of thy field, that you shall receive no more reproach or famine among the heathen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He told them, he said, I'm going to put a new spirit in you. I'm going to get, I asked God, I said, told the Lord one time after I got born again, I said, thank you, God, that you give me a heart of flesh. That, I mean, you know, that was a little, you know, I didn't want nothing to do with the flesh because I'd heard a lot, you know, don't walk in the flesh, don't walk in the flesh, don't walk in the flesh. Nobody could ever, they did it in a meeting. And at my church and go in and this one deacon, every meeting we had, he said, you gotta not walk in the flesh. You gotta come out of the, you gotta do the, don't walk in the flesh, come out of the flesh. And so I got tired of hearing it because at that time I was messed up about some things because I just got saved and come out of the world, okay? And I'd been saved about a year maybe. And I got tired of hearing that because I thought, how do I kill this flesh stuff? I mean, he's telling me and making me feel bad and making us feel bad and all of that, you know. So I went to the Bible one day and I started looking to see how you do it. And I found out in her where it says, mortify the deeds of the flesh by getting a belt, and Teresa tied me on the couch and not letting me get to it anymore. Some of you don't even know what that scripture says. Y'all would have thought that he might have put that in there somewhere. He said, mortify the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit of God. And so I went back to the meeting, Chris, next time, because honestly, I was doing everything that in my own ability that I knew to do, not to sin anymore as a Christian. I don't know of a real Christian, although they might have some sin, flesh sins. I don't know of any Christian that just, you know, they're just studying to sin no more. And so anyways, I go back to the meeting, you know, and I'm making a point to what I'm saying. I go back to the meeting and he says it again. And so I just stopped the whole meeting and I said, how do we do it? I said, you telling me to die of the flesh, die of the flesh, die of the flesh. I said, that's your sermon I've heard for here for a year. Die of the flesh. And I thought, he's in it more than I am. At church. And I said, how do you do it? Well, he couldn't tell me, Brother Day. He didn't have the answer. And so I told him, I said, I know how you do it. I'd meditated on it. I didn't have to go to the Bible. I'd meditated on it. You know why I meditate on the Word of God? Not to be spiritual. Religiously spiritual. I meditate on that Word because my God told me in Joshua 1:8, the God that I serve was telling Joshua how he could be successful over taking over all the people that he was going to be over, that Moses had died. And he was telling Joshua, he said, meditate on my word day and night. He said, then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. And I stopped and I asked God 29 years ago. I said, God, you didn't say you would. What's wrong with this, God? I don't understand. You told him to meditate on the word that you had given Moses. See, look, Joshua and him didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Philippians and Galatians and all of that, the letters that Paul wrote through Revelation to the churches up in Philippi, the Philippians, the Galatians, the Ephesians. Jesus had the Old Testament. Jesus had the scrolls. Hallelujah. Well, anyways, you know, and the Lord told me, spoke to me, and revolutionized my thinking and life at that time. When I asked the Lord, you didn't say you would make him prosperous. God spoke to me. And he said, you didn't read it. He said, I was with Joshua. He said, I am in you and I am with you. He said, and if you will meditate on my word day and night, Scotty, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success because I am with you. Now, I had to make a choice that day, Johnny, that God was with me. That God, and then in reading and meditating on that Bible, I began to find out that if God be for me, who can be against me? Right? That, and then I thought, man, can't nobody stop me. See, I started reading God's Word, and I started thinking different. I started thinking in line with God. I begin to line up with God. Just the other day, now I want to. He said, "I will multiply the fruit of thy tree. I will increase the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach or famine among the heathen." That was a promise from God. He said, "I'm gonna put my spirit." He said, "I'm gonna give you a heart." See, I had a stony heart. And God, the faith of God came into me to believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross. Amen. I'd heard it. That's why faith comes by hearing. I don't care what people say about me. The Bible says Romans 10:17. I did not write that. Paul did. He said faith comes by hearing the word of God. And hearing by the word of God. What does faith do? Pleases God. It pleases God for me to believe him to be strong in my 60s physically. It pleases God to believe. I started to walk in this church, and before it ever started, praise God, and say, are there anybody in here broke? You ain't got no money. But I didn't want to, because y'all get used to that and everybody's planning on it. So every half of you raise your hands and you don't need no money. And then I lose $600-$700 right quick. But that's just my heart. Because I'm like, oh, there ain't nobody going to have no lack. Well, I can find that in the book of Acts. Faith comes to me by hearing the book of Acts. Where they went in there and they give their heart to Jesus and they couldn't help themselves. They wasn't commanded to. Paul didn't command them. I can't find where Jesus commanded them and talked to them till they just excited about giving. But I find the Spirit came into these people and they got born again. Praise God, and they couldn't stand it if anybody was in lack around them. That's the way I see that. And they begin to sell what they had, that everybody's needs was met. Praise the Lord. Why? God put a new spirit in me. Used to, if you parked your RV out here and I lived next door over there one day, and well, I would coin levels to go in there while you're in here preaching and steal me some food and stuff and money if I can find it. He turns that thing around. He put a new spirit on the inside of me and you. And now I'll go out there and carry him something to eat out there and hook his water, spend extra money to get him a plug over here. So he'd plug his camper up way around here. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to cost $1,200 for this line just so he can run an air condition for a few minutes. Well, I told you that was my battle. Right? And then I thought, well, I'll get this cheaper one. And I thought, I don't need to burn his trailer up because he might get me. Runday might not like that. He'll be like, where's your face, son? You didn't have to buy that cheap wire. You could have went and got the wire it's supposed to call for over here. So I looked up what it needs to be to run your big camper. And we didn't have the money. Lo and behold. I didn't just come shout through the house, glory, hallelujah. No, I stood up and said, God, you said that you would supply all of our needs. Our brother had need. Well, I found that in the Bible, Brother Day, over there where the widow woman over there built a place and put Elijah up and put him in her own house. I wonder if that cost her. See, that's why you need the Word of God. It gives you a different mindset like God has. Then to go over there, I found that in there. See, what I'm talking about here is God puts his supernatural on my tithe giving. He puts his supernatural on my payment giving. I gave that guy the trailer payment. I paid his house payment. You know what? Today I don't own a house payment. I didn't look for it to come that evening. I didn't look for it. I thought, man, no matter what I sow, I shall reap. And I just believed it all them years that somehow, when I gave away my house and my land, I sold it, I gave it, we gave it, our house and land, and we told God, we said, God, this is going to be our seed sown in the ground that our house will be, it's insurance that our house will be paid for. I've been saving my house payment for 4 years and I ain't owed on my house. I've been paying it 4 years. And I hadn't had a house payment in 4 years, 3 or 4 years. I'm acting like I did. He brought it in. Why not just keep bringing it in, God? Just bring that house payment, God. Just save it. Every one of us needs a savings account. It's called a storehouse in the Bible. How can he bless something you don't have? If you don't know where you're going, Runday leaves here, Where are you going, Runday, when you leave here? I don't know. He ain't going to know when he gets there. Is there any way he could get there? Where are you going? I don't know. When you going to get there? I don't know. Right? Satan wants us thinking that way. Not have no vision for the future. No vision for your body. No vision for your mind. Teresa, now listen to me. You can go along with the world or you can believe that Bible. But I would advise you to believe that Bible. I would advise you to. Because the Bible says that it'll add long life. The Bible says the Word of God is medicine to my flesh in Proverbs. The Bible says it. It works like my heart pressure medicine. It works like whatever medicine I might be taking. Well, I mean, we don't need to get to extreme. Tell God that then. God, we're down here. I mean, we're down here. God, don't you understand the struggle I have to believe that your word will kill my high blood pressure? When the doctor says that I got to be on this medicine, God, I mean, God would be like, really? I healed you with stripes on my son's back. Right? He said, he would say to you, Sandy, I told you, get my word in there, that my word is medicine to all your flesh. He didn't say, my word is medicine to your spirit. My body don't tell me nothing. And I'm still working on it. I bought a truck the other day, farm truck, and I don't know. I just like buying that old stuff, Johnny, you know. Take the bed off, throw it off, drive around with my zip-tied taillights on. Didn't put my tag on there, but I kept my tag receipt, you know. And I thought, well, if they do pull me over, I got the proof, you know. But everybody else is saying, why wait till they pull you over? I'm not afraid. It'll just give them another reason. I don't think like that. I do not fear. You do not fear, right? The Bible says God has not given me a spirit of fear of dying. For me to die is gain. Right? Death has been swallowed up in victory. Well, he give me a new spirit. The Bible says, in the 2 Corinthians, I believe it is, he said, behold all those that are in Christ Jesus are new creations. He put his spirit in you. Now, he put the supernatural in you. Not just so you can go to heaven. You got to live here on this earth until you go to heaven. Psalms over there says that we can experience a little bit of heaven on earth. Okay, I bought this truck, Richard. Go down there, and it's got a back main seal leak. I've learned that JBL's a miracle source. God calls somebody to make JB weld. I did it so much, I had a bulldozer, and I run a limb about that big around through that bulldozer, and I called get a price on that bulldozer radiator. See, now listen, when I'm telling you this, don't just think that I'm telling you some stupid story. I'm telling you God puts his supernatural on the natural and you don't get robbed. They tell me, oh no, it won't never work. It won't, and you can't do that. And I found in the Bible that there is no word, such word is can't in that Bible. The dictionary don't even give it to you. It says cannot. But the word can't come from Christians. I believe it originated in the church. I can't do nothing for the devil. If it ain't one thing, I just can't get ahead. I believe the church come up with that word and tried to get it in me, and I just wouldn't accept it. I found the Bible over at Philippians where it says I can. do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I've got the supernatural help of God. You do too, if you're born again. I bought this truck, go over there, man, it's leaking oil, back main seal. Ah, oh, Jesus. So I go in and start, go in the store to pick me up. See, back when I was 18, I tried to blow a truck up because I hated it. That I worked for another man, that thing leaked everywhere, it was just no brakes, wasn't good. I worked for on a farm. And so I thought, well, I'll blow the engine up in it. So I go get me a quart of brake fluid. And I poured in the engine one day. I poured in there and I thought, this will thin that oil down. I'll blow this up and then they'll have to get me another truck. That's evil. That was before Christ. You know, and we'll run day, you know what happened? It sealed all the oil leaks. I mean, it quit leaking oil. And I'm like, man, it quit leaking oil. After I got born again, the Lord reminded me of that. And so that mechanic in there I picked up, I found out though in my research here, wisdom will tell you, you know, that it in the long run, it deteriorates those seals and stuff, you know. It swells them up, but it dries them in different things. So now they've come up with something that works. And so I go in there, and there's a mechanic over there. I go over there, and I pick me up one of them, and I told him, I said, hey, where's that good old back main seal liquid you got there? And he said, this that you always use is over there. Come on, somebody. That cost me $12 or something. I picked it up, and I always think in the name of Jesus. I'm always thanking God, you put your supernatural on this liquid bottle. I put that, he said, what is it? What is it? I said, I got a back main seal leak. He said, that won't work. I said, what? It will for me. That mechanic. I said, well, you just tell me how much it cost. He said, what is it? And I went and told him. He said, what is it? And I told him model and all that good stuff and all, and, you know. And he said, oh, it's about $500. I said, well, is that including the seal? Oh, nah, but they're not that much. And I said, yeah, they're not. I said, no, it'll work. And then I told him the story. I thought this mechanic could charge people $35 in a 17-dollar bottle and drive it around a couple of days. Well, I went to Athens or somewhere up there yesterday and found me an old bed, drug off, I got it cut down and all that. That's what I did yesterday. Because them beds are about $3,000. Now, I got the money cash to go pay for the bed, but I just ain't going to be robbed with a flat bed. So I go drag one up. We drag it on the trailer. I come, cut it off a half a day, cut it off and all that, put it on the urn. Me and Travis welds it, and I went back over his well because I want my bed to stay. Because he's kind of in a hurry to go with Beth. She's waiting and she's sitting in the car. And so anyways, I go and Travis, he comes up there and he helps me get it on her. He heard it bamming and booming and he said, I better go help Dad. And I had it raised up with a big tractor. And what I can't do, my equipment can. Right? And God helping you. God giving you. Well, you know what? I drove it up there and got back and I pulled out in the middle of this big parking lot and I thought, this is the perfect place to see my miracle. So I pulled up there, went in, and I got my little honey some Valentine's candy. I got her a small box because she tells me I'm working for the devil if I get her a big one. And I don't want to be working for him. Now, she's just messing with me. But, you know, I can be used of the devil. She told me one time, she said, I think you just want to keep me fat. And I said, I can't, I'm not making you eat it. I'm bringing it home, but you'd make a choice to eat it. She said, why are you bringing it home? Because I love you. That's the truth, though. I don't care if she gets fat. Eat all the cake I bring you, man. Enjoy it. Now, that's different with her. She don't want to be fat. Well, she told you what she's doing, and I have to get ready. I have to live by faith. Could I come in the other day and we had, I don't know what that sausage was, some kind of sausage over in fried something. It was all mixed up. It was good for you stuff. And I'm like, ooh, you got to eat this by faith. And then you have to go come out of your mouth, Lord, I thank you, because you know as Christians that Proverbs says that let that death and life is in the power of your word, don't you? What do you think that means in church? You think that means just when you're acting spiritual? Your words contain power. That's why when that natural mechanic that don't know what I know about the supernatural, I didn't act all religious with him, but I told him that it will work for me. And so I go put that urn in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are rebuked in the name of Jesus. This $12 and something's going to do what, 550? And I get out, I go in, get my honey, some candy and flowers and everything. And I go back out and I laid down on the ground and I slid under in the parking lot. My truck. Everybody probably thought, what's wrong with him? I'm seeing my miracle. There was not one drop of oil on that parking lot. Now what I'm telling you, for me, is God put his super on my natural. And it became supernatural. I'm going to give you one out of the Bible that y'all probably heard about. And his name was Jesus. Y'all might have heard about it. He goes in there. Now, whether they was getting drunk or not, I don't know. Richard, I can't find it in there. I wondered whether I could keep getting drunk while I was Christian, so I want to find it in the Bible. I find that drinking won't send me to hell. It's a sin of the flesh. Some agree, some don't. But you know what? I'm not going to reap the results down here spiritually or the rewards up there if I do things of the flesh. Well, anyways, my point's not on that. Here they go. I don't know if they were getting drunk, whether it was fermented, not fermented, whether it had whiskey, alcohol or not. But all I know is it was custom for them to have a party at weddings in Jesus' time. Right? And so he goes over to, it ain't Canaan, I always call it Cana of Galilee. I always call it Canaan. But I saw it this morning, I thought I've never seen that it says Cana, not Canaan. It just says Cana. So I meditated on it. I can't say that in church because it says Cana. Cana, 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 Cana. So I meditate on it, Richard, for just a few minutes there so that I get it right when I come to church. I mean, we want to get it right. We want to prosper right. We want our health right. We want all our finances. We don't want nothing that Satan has of any kind of vice grip to come steal, kill, and destroy in my finances or in yours. I've got on Facebook. Facebook is a good place for you to feed a bunch of unbelief. If you want to feed unbelief, get on Facebook, man. Oh, my God, their lot bill's 680. Oh, there's 1,100. Oh, my God, this is terrible. One of them said they're going to go march against Alabama Power. And they're going to boycott Alabama, bunch of ripoffs and all of that, blah, blah, blah. And I got out, prayed God, and I started thinking, oh, man, I hope mine don't go up. So I just walked through my house, and I said, oh, glory to God, I'm in the blessing. Pray God, hallelujah. Satan's rebuked off of me. But see, what Satan wanted me to do is get in there and get agreement in my thinking and in my mind and get fear, and then I'm not going to get God's favor. Have you ever read in there where they complained and made it to Canaan land? They just complained the whole way. God, we're sick of this chicken. Yeah. We're sick of that. No water coming out of that rock. Ain't none in the ground. We're sick of this. You just brought us out here to die. That's what they said. You just brought us out here to die. God said he was grieved with that generation, Brother Day. Do you think we're any different? We're just generations on down the road with greater anointing, greater light, the Holy Spirit, the favor of God, the grace of God, the ability of God to see Canaan land over there and not, and they, you know, and I mean, when he told them that, that's why they had faith to believe and start to shout and all of that. Glory to God, glory to God. God's going to, he told Mo, we're going to carry him to a land. He didn't go over there and just bound them with faith. He went over there and give him what he said. Moses give them what he said, and faith rose in those people. The proof is they had faith. They got up. They borrowed the vessels. They got the gold, the silver. There's a message in that. Why didn't God just bring them out there and say, y'all don't take nothing now. Y'all don't take none of your money. Don't take none of your gold. Just don't. Why didn't he do it? Why didn't he say that? He wanted us, and they even built the golden calf with that wealth that God gave them. That's why you don't need to be out on a boat on Sunday. Right? That's why you don't need to put things before the Lord of the blessing that he gives you. Hallelujah. That's why you need to honor God. So they come down and built that. They had money. They come out wealthy. They come out of Egypt wealthy. See, preachers don't want to mention that. They want to mention the sin, the bondage. We were, but we're not. And you keeping us in it by telling us, well, you know, come out of the flesh, come out of the flesh. Tell us how to come out of the flesh. My pastor got up and preached, you can't hang yourself on the cross. You can nail one leg, you can nail the other foot, but you nail one hand, but how you going to nail that other one? You can't do it. So you can't kill yourself. You got to let God, through the Spirit of God. Well, here's Jesus down there. And so he comes down there and they're like, man, we're out of wine. We're out of wine. He said, it's not my time yet. So he tells them, Richard, he said, go. He said, take them vessels and fill them all up with water. Fill them all up with water. So Jesus, they go and they obey the Lord. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. If he tells you to pour a $12 thing in there and it seals up your back main seal and it lasts you for 30 years, guess what? You save $500. Right? See, men, Teresa just happened to read the story in the Bible where their shoes didn't wear out over there in the wilderness. We just read in there that they were supplied all their needs all through that wilderness. We just took it on ourselves down there before we heard about Kenneth Copeland and all of them that some are against. We took it on, we found it in the Bible, run day ourselves, and there were, it didn't wear out. And so I'm talking about our tires one day, and we had just stumbled across Proverbs 18 in there, Brother Day, where it says death and life is in the power of Christians' tongues. And we just took it on ourselves to realize that what we say matters. That our words, we found it in there where Jesus, I'm not talking about Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston and all of them that some label them as prosperity preachers. Call it what you want. They believe what they believe. If it lines up with the Bible, my friend, and it's not coming out of a wrong spirit, then you believe it. And you say it if you need to say it. Talk to yourself. That's what he told Joshua. Mutter to yourself day. Mutter, ponder, mutter. Speak over yourself. Well, Jesus said, fill them up, and turned it into wine. Well, that was Jesus. I thought we were supposed to be like him. Oh, we just count that sin. Right? See, you got to think about that. They had a bracelet out there, WWJD, back under. I found out that the more that people preached on the sin that I had, the harder it was for me to come out of it. But I found out the more that I heard faith that I could come out of it, that God would help me and God wouldn't leave me and God wouldn't abandon me, the more that I heard that, I came out of a lot of sin. Rebellion's worse than some of the flesh stuff. I refuse to believe God for money. Ain't that what Thomas said? Mind if he don't bring it? It's all up to God. We just heard in Sunday school, and we got this stuff from the Holy Spirit and the Bible, that everything is not up to God. God is not in control of everything, and he's not. But Satan deceives God's people. Well, he's just in control of my life. Well, are you yielding to him? If you're not yielding, I'm not yielding. If I can believe God, God, I'm coming out of debt. I believe God to be debt-free. I'm so sick of these payments. I've been there one day, but I'm so sick of them. And I mean, got myself up to here where we're struggling financially and all of that. Fall on my knees and say, God, I'm sick of this, Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. I got myself in this. I did it to us, God. God, with your help, I will never do it again, Lord, if you'll deliver us. And God delivered me. But the fight was on, Alan. I had to quit going to the bank. I had to start believing God that he would either bring it in, black God, or somebody would give it to me. See, and I couldn't base it on my 40 hours. Alan, there's weeks that I don't get no doors. Weeks. And months. Well, how do you make it? What I'm telling you. I believe the supernatural's going to work in my natural. Hallelujah. I had a car one time, and after I got born again, and it had a blowed head gasket. Wasn't in the oil. And so I went over there, and I got back yonder, they didn't make where you could mix it with antifreeze, so I had to drain all my antifreeze out, you know, in a drive it in the summer and park it in the winter. And drain it. Well, lo and behold, God calls somebody to come up with it where you can mix it with your antifreeze. I have drove them for thousands of miles, and they say it won't hold. They told me that that radiator wouldn't hold. And I said, Lord, I said, in the name of Jesus. Now, some of y'all need to do it. Your refrigerator, right? Your microwave, your toaster oven, hallelujah. Lay your hands on your car. Travis wouldn't drive one of my trucks one time. See, that's why they say, Brother Dave, that I'm far out. They say that I'm one of them prosperity preacher, you know, that faith bunch. I don't find where you can even get saved without it. Can you get saved without faith? According to Scripture. Then why do you call any church a faith bunch? If you're born again, you better get in there and be a faith bunch. Right? Because if you ain't a faith bunch, you ain't even born again. We're saved by grace through what? Through what? That's what I'm talking about. The same way he meets your needs is the same faith. Right? And there's different levels of faith, right? Some of them in the Bible had great faith. Some of them in the Bible had no faith. Right? That's according to Scripture. Well, how do you build faith? God's Word. My body tried to tell me that I would never work again. Then the experts told me when I went through open heart surgery, and based on my dad, his never grew back. They wired him back. So I had that vision, had that image and all of that, but I had God's Word. And I went in faith, and I came out in faith, and I recovered through faith. Not at the mercy of my body. Not at the mercy of the medicine. They got mad at me coming there, and they said, hey, they said, the heart doctor, I need you to take that pain medicine. And I said, I need you to get that tube out of my side. It's up against my lung. She said, this will make you relax. I said, what will make me relax is get that off of my lung. When I breathed, it felt like they was sticking a knife in my back. I believed, I don't know if it is or not, that that thing was up against my lung. And when I breathed and it expanded, that it punched into it. And so when they come in there, I thought, glory to God, I'm not going to leave here a drug addict. I don't do drugs. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I had to bear a little bit of pain. How many knows we need to be able to bear a little bit of pain? told you last week, this has been years ago, how I become a drug dealer while I was a Christian. going to buy pills off the market. Help somebody out of pain. I thought, well, glory to God. So I leave there and I thought, man, if I get caught, I'm going to jail. If they pull me over, I'm going to jail. I don't got a prescription. I mean, if I was a drug dealer, they would have pulled me over. I could have said, well, I come over here by faith right quick. I'm a pastor over there and somebody's in pain and I was just by faith, man, releasing my faith to help them out. And they're like, yes, Mr. Weston, we know, click, click, click. Go over there, go before the judge. Your bond's gonna be $10,000. You give you know no prescription, no nothing, and all of that. I didn't go by no more. Well, Jesus turned the water into wine, right? That was supernatural. Supernatural was added to the natural. Now Satan wants you to think that was Jesus, but you got to remember something about Jesus. The Bible says that he stripped himself of being God. Does it not? In other words, he was not operating at that moment as God. Jesus was a demonstration of God in this earth. God became Jesus. He became flesh. And dwelt among. He told the disciples, he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He said, I don't do anything unless I hear the Father. So God told him, turn the water into wine. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, I took that story and I thought, glory God, that's Jesus. Boy, he's amazing. He's amazing. And then God spoke to him and he said, I put a new spirit in you. Christ him in you. The hope of glory, not just for salvation. So what I'm telling you here, they told me this wouldn't work. I called Chris and got a price on the radiator. The radiator was $1,000, and then it was 3 days labor to take it apart. The whole dozer has to come apart. And I thought, oh, Jesus. So I go down there, my neighbor down there, don't the Bible say, let your light so shine? I go down there to my neighbor and I asked him to get me a price on the radiator. Well, he seen me running the dozer. So I go down there one day about something. He said, well, did you get a new radiator? How much do you have to get? I said, no. I said, that's the same radiator. He said, how did you do that? I said, I went and got some JB Weld. I said, and I cleaned it up real good, and it cleaned all the fins off around it, cleaned it up real good, bent them over, and I JB welded the hole. Was about to Woo! And I got up, man, and that thing heated up, and I started pushing some brush, and I was going, glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, there's supernatural strength in that the JB weld. So I told him about it. You know what he done? He goes up there to Walmart and he gets him some JB Weld and it didn't work for him. He come back and he said, that stuff don't work. I said, it don't work for you. I said, the Lord, I have God's favor on me. Went down there one time that was going to fix my mother-in-law's car. And it was going to cost a lot of money. I don't remember what it was. Something leaking on it, that Jaguar. They couldn't see no way to fix it without doing whatever was going to happen. And it was going to cost some money, I don't know. So I got down there and I opened the hood and I looked at it and I heard the Holy Ghost. He said, take that clamp off and stretch it and put it back on. I thought, wow. Now I had to put some muscle in it. Faith without works is what? If I don't believe it'll work, I'm not going to use the J.B. Weld that rebuked the devourer. I used that blasted dozer, hallelujah, and when I sold it for more than I gave for it, after I got done with it, after years of running, I believe if it needed to, the angels were there holding the J.B. Weld. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. You got to think that. You got to get that in there. You got to get it in there, pray God. Now, I'll tell you this and quit. Look, I had this knowing this morning that if you hear what I'm telling you and then the Holy Spirit asked you in these natural things to do something, like fill them pots up, put you some stop leak in there, your refrigerator quit, go in there, lay hands on it, you know, something in your own life, and you do it, the supernatural will work. I don't care if it is a stick shift transmission. I've laid hands on them and seen it healed. Fourth gear. Never ground out again. Never quit pulling in that gear again. See, that's down when everybody says you're fanatical. But they ain't seeing the miracles. They're seeing your stupid looking actions. But you're experiencing the glory. You're experiencing the dozer, and you got to keep $1,000 and 3 days' labor. Right? So I had a knowing this morning that when you do this, that truck, the fuel pump, them fuel pumps about $350 in these trucks. It's crazy to me. Where'd the $22 ones go? Oh, they got the gas hand in with it now. Well, I just usually throw me a gallon of gas on the back of the truck, strap it in, run out and pour some in and go. That's embarrassing as a Christian, so you got to get rid of that pride. That's about you. That's how you look. My neighbor pulled up there yesterday across the road and he said, you know, I had a nice bed. I said, yeah, I know you did. I said, I know you did. I said, but this one right here, I said, it works just as good as that nice one. Oh, yeah, it'll do whatever. I said, that's about what I'm doing. I said, you get to keep your bed and I get to keep my 4,000. Right? I don't have to look good for $4,000. Look, I'll spray some paint on it and you'll think it's a nice homemade one when I get done with it. But I guarantee you, them cows and that bull don't know no difference. Right? That hay don't. I'm glad he drove a nice one this year, pulling me all the way from over here to this barn. Nah, if I've got an image, oh, they're going to think something when I pull up there, these farmers. The only image I've got is Jesus. Yeah, he good. I spent $400 and everybody's spending $8. Woo! Almost bought me a rocker with that. Travis, I get this green truck, Chris. Now I done picked up this notion that to lay hands on everything that I buy, lay my hands on it personally myself. I don't need the church because they don't believe that way. They just believe it's going to tear up and wear out, it's going to. You just believe God to get something else. Well, I don't believe that. I believe what I get ought to be blessed. And so I done seen Teresa's tires didn't wear out because I started saying something. I think them tires are wearing a little. She said, keep your tongue off my car. I mean, she's a baby Christian at that time. Well, you know what? We sold that car. We traded that car a year or so down the road later. I don't know, man. She'd read the story where things didn't wear out in the Bible. Their clothes and their shoes and all that. And you know what? We got rid of them, Alan. I mean, the side still had new nubs on it. I mean, you couldn't tell they were even worn. I'm looking at them and I'm like, this is a miracle. This is a miracle. These tires, they won't wear out. They won't wear out. Well, I've laid hands on everything that I bought since then. And then I commanded it to bless me. I commanded it to be a blessing to me. And I tell it every time I buy something, equipment or anything, I tell it, you belong to me now. You're going to bless me. You're going to be a blessing to me. You're not going to be a curse to me. You're going to be a blessing. I command the blessing on you right now because I am favored of God. You're favored of God. You have God's favor on you. But you got to believe it and act on it. Well, you know what? Travis, he wouldn't drive it. He'd get in there in that fuel pump. It wouldn't work. He prayed it was going to get off of yonder and quit. I got in it one day, and it wouldn't crank. And I got out, and I laid down, and I went, bam, under there. And I said, I command you to run. I got out, and I laid my hands on that truck, and I said, you don't tell me when to buy a fuel pump. I command you to run, and I'll put one in you if I choose to. In Jesus' name. I didn't need the church. Run. Because if it's only real in church, it's not going to work in your driveway. If it's real in your heart, what God says in your word, speak to that mountain. I'm not talking about people use it in the wrong way. They do. Let them do it. They don't get no results. But if you do it in faith and led by the Holy Spirit, quicken the word to you by the Spirit, you're open to it. Some people are not even open to it, and they can't get the revelation that is in the word that is only revealed not with the mind. I mean, Jesus tell them, spit in the eye. Spit. Well, you know what, Johnny? When I sold that truck, I never put one in it. I don't know how many years I kept that truck. And when it would try to act up, I would say, you know better. You know better. Travis, he going to drive it one day. Oh, Dad, why don't you put it back? I said, just use your faith. If you're going to drive my truck, use your faith. I'm afraid to quit. That's your problem. You're going to be on the side of the road. I'm afraid it's going to cost. That's your problem. You're going to be on the side of the road. I'm not on the side of the road. I'm not going to be on the side of the road. The only time I was on the side of the road in the vehicle when I got in fear. And I bought the wrong truck and wasn't acknowledging God. And then Teresa told me, I'm not her wrecker, so I make sure that I hear God when I buy one. So I want to encourage you. You know, God puts His supernatural on the natural. When you release your money that God tells you to give, tithe, whatever, supernatural is released. Somebody told me, well, not everybody's supposed to be rich. I said, where'd you get that scripture? I said, rich to somebody other than me is not the same. Johnny don't need stuff like I need for my cows and my whatever I got. Johnny don't need it. But he said he would supply all of Johnny's need, don't he? Well, did he say he'd supply my need? Did he say he'd bless us abundantly above, greater than we could think or ask, according to the power? Right? He didn't say what rich is. He didn't say rich is $1 million over what you got. But I'm going to tell you one thing that I'm not going to do. I'm not going to leave here and not leave an inheritance to my children's children, because that Bible tells me I can. I'm not going to leave here and my wife have to live off to my leftover Social Security if I've got any. That's stupid. To me. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to encourage you. Rely on the supernatural. Rely on God to help you. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father.